Hello. Today, the church celebrates Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter, and our scripture passage comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 13 to 25. From Paphos, Paul and his companion set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath day, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for these people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm he led them out, and for about 40 years he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these things he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.'" We know from the Acts of the Apostles that Paul and Barnabas were sent forth to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of course, as baptized people, we too are called to go forth to preach the good news. And yet, here we find ourselves being told to stay home as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Although the current situation in our world does limit our activities, it doesn't really limit us in answering that call to go forth and to spread the good news. In fact, because we have slowed down so much and we're not hampered by the busyness of the old normal, it may have opened up new ways and new opportunities to be present to others as ambassadors of God in sharing His love and mercy. A phone call, a video chat, or sending a card or letter to someone with whom we may not have much contact when we are normally so busy may be a good opportunity to share the love and the compassion of Christ. These people may be relatives or long-lost friends. They may be an elderly or sick neighbor who has no family or who may be alone most of the time. To all of these, this may be a wonderful time to reach out with compassion and love and mercy, and to let them know that we care, and that we do so in the name of Jesus Christ.